the world this week. Politics. Boris Johnson took over as Britain's Prime Minister from Theresa May after winning the Conservative Party's leadership contest. Mr. Johnson was the favourite from the outset and won comfortably, taking 66% of the vote from the 160,000 party members on an 87% turnout. Some wonder how long he will last. Brexit has already claimed two British prime ministers. When Parliament scrutinises his Brexit proposals, Mr. Johnson is likely to struggle as much as Mrs. May did.
Mr. Johnson started naming his new ministers, aiming to move away from the pale, male and stale image of previous cabinets. Sajid Javid was appointed Chancellor of the Exchequer, Dominic Raab took charge at the Foreign Office, and Priti Patel became Home Secretary. There were two other themes in his picks. The new cabinet is packed with pro-Brexiteers and those who backed Mr. Johnson in the leadership race.
The response in Europe to Mr. Johnson's victory was muted. Ursula von der Leyen, the president-elect of the European Commission, politely noted that he faces challenging times. Others were more direct. Guy Verhofstadt, who leads the Liberal bloc in the European Parliament, called him irresponsible.
In one of her first big decisions as she prepares to take over the presidency of the European Commission, Mrs. von der Leyen decided to move Martin Selmayr, the EU's most senior civil servant, to a new job, running the EU's operations in Austria. The demotion comes less than 18 months after his controversial appointment amid claims of cronyism.
Ukraine's parliamentary election was won by President Volodymyr Zelensky's new Servant of the People Party, which won the first overall majority in the country since the fall of communism. Mr. Zelensky, a former comedian, called the snap poll after winning the presidency on an anti-corruption ticket in April.
Kenya's finance minister, Henry Rotich, was arrested on corruption charges. He denies wrongdoing. The case has raised fears of political instability in Kenya, as Mr. Rotich is an ally of the Deputy President William Ruto, who plans to run for president in 2022. Mr. Ruto's supporters claim the police and prosecutors are using corruption charges to undermine his chances of winning office.
The health minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Oli Ilunga, resigned amid a dispute over Ebola. Mr. Ilunga had resisted the introduction of an experimental vaccine that experts believe could have helped contain the current outbreak, in which about 2,500 people have been infected.
Iran seized a British tanker passing through the Strait of Hormuz, an important choke point for international shipping. The capture of the tanker came 2 weeks after Britain seized an Iranian tanker, allegedly bound for Syria.